Good morning, Toronto. It's 9:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Matt Risu, here today with Paul Johnson and Briar Lees. Taking a look outside our East York studios, it's currently overcast and 10 degrees. Now here's what's making news today. A suspicious fire tears through a Scarborough house this morning. A memorial service for 8 fallen Canadian soldiers will be held in New Brunswick today. And Russians gather in Moscow Wednesday to bury former President Boris Yeltsin. Now to our top story. A suspicious 2-alarm fire at a Scarborough house this morning sent 4 people to hospital. The remains of the house have been considered a crime scene and are being protected by police. According to authorities, a Molotov cocktail was likely thrown through a window and may have started the fire. 3 children, all in their teens, suffered burns and smoke inhalation. Their mother was more seriously hurt, suffering severe burns. A memorial service today will be held for 8 Canadian soldiers killed in Afghanistan this month. Thousands of people are expected in New Brunswick at Canadian Forces Base Gagetown for the service. The soldiers were killed west of Kandahar City by 2 separate roadside blasts just 3 days apart. The last funeral for each of the soldiers was held last weekend. All of the soldiers were from Atlantic Canada. Mourners also gathered in Moscow today to say goodbye to former Russian President Boris Yeltsin. Political figures including former Prime Minister John Kretchen and former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and George Bush paid their respects at the Moscow Cathedral. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who took power from Yeltsin in 1999, declared Wednesday a national day of mourning. Yeltsin will be buried later today at the Novodevichy Cemetery, where many other important Russians have been laid to rest. Boris Yeltsin was 70.
This is a Centennial College Radio breaking news bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
This just in. From Russia, say former U.S. President George Bush, the father of the current president, has collapsed and has been rushed to hospital. Bush Sr. is in Russia to attend the funeral of the former Russian leader Boris Yeltsin, who died on Monday. Witnesses told the Associated Press they saw ambulances pull up to the U.S. embassy compound in Moscow late in the afternoon, Moscow time. A spokesman for the embassy, Sergei Fierer, says it appears an elder Bush felt unwell during a meeting with diplomats, turned white, and lost consciousness. Bush is about to turn 83 in June. Stay with us. We'll have more news on this story as it develops. Again, back at home, a conservative plan to reduce smog and greenhouse gases was accidentally leaked last night. The speech belonging to Environment Minister John Baird was faxed to the Liberals in an embarrassing mix-up. The initiative outlines plans to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 20% and also reduce air pollution. A ban on incandescent light bulbs is also outlined in the plan. Last Sunday, hundreds of people gathered for a rally at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto. The rally was in support of the Kyoto Agreement that was launched 2 years ago. The agreement claimed that Canada would reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, but so far they have not held up their end of the bargain. The event was put on by an environmental group called Canadians for Kyoto. Environmentalists and political activists Ryan Henwood and Maureen Campbell attended the rally to show their support. Andrea Cranfield has this report.
That Canada honor its Kyoto obligations. And I say to Stephen Harper, you have no right to take...
On Sunday, March 11th, hundreds of people gathered for a rally at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto. The rally was in support of the Kyoto Agreement that was launched 2 years ago. The agreement claimed that Canada would reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, but so far they have not held up their end of the bargain. The event was put on by an environmental group called Canadians for Kyoto. Environmentalist and political activist Ryan Henwood and Maureen Campbell attended the rally to show their support.
The rally was basically about getting support from fellow Canadians to support the Kyoto Protocol, which has actually been shot down recently by the Stephen Harper government.
The protesters were claiming that the Canadian government should meet the Kyoto requirements they had agreed to. The Stephen Harper government has said that Canada cannot meet the requirements of the protocol because it would threaten Canada's economy.
A lot of governments, especially Canadian government, headed by Stephen Harper, decided that they don't think it's possible to drop our greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2020, which is, I think is doable. And I think it's just the fact that, you know, they don't want to be too hardline on the company.
There were members from the NDP, Green, and Liberal parties at the rally, including NDP leader Jack Layton. There were no members of the Conservative Party present. Ryan and Maureen hope that this rally will help to spark a change and result in a positive outcome.
Well, I hope the outcome of this rally will spur on the government to see that Canadians do actually want to be in the Kyoto Accord.
This must happen, that Canada honor its Kyoto obligations.
It's morning. Now here's Breyer with today's sports news.
It was a night the Raptors could have their cake and eat it too. Not only did the Raptors beat the Nets, their bench boss is named NBA Coach of the Year. The Raps beat the Nets 89-83 last night. Anthony Parker had 26 points and 8 rebounds, giving the Raptors the edge over the Nets. The game was evenly matched up until the last quarter, with the Nets leading at 63-58. Perhaps it was the inspiration of their coach Mitchell, but the Raptors pulled it together and took the game. With the Nets up 1 point, Ford bagged 4 free throws in the last 15 seconds. Nakbar then missed on a wide-open three-pointer. Carter also missed on a three. Parker then came back with 2 free throws and won the game for the Raptors. The Raptors are now even with the Nets in the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series with 1 game each. In baseball, the Blue Jays are coming back from a losing streak with a sweep of the Boston Red Sox last night. Boston's pitching essentially sucked, while the Jays pitcher Roy Halladay ruled the mound, burying the Red Sox. The Jays won 10-3. Hopefully, we will see the same results as the Jays enter a series with the New York Yankees today. In hockey, Canada lost to Finland in the IIHF World Hockey Championship. The excuse? Apparently, they're tired of traveling and undermanned. I say, suck it up. Some big names in sports are interested in using U of T's newly built Sports Dome. Renting it out for professional sports events and practices could mean added revenue for the university. However, the students would be unable to use their own facility at all. Jason Jahala has this report.
U of T students have been in an uproar after learning that they can't use their own sports dome. On March 2nd, a university council voted against raising student fees by $10. Normally, students hate paying more money, but this fee would have gone into operating their newly built dome. Because of the no vote on raising fees, students will get pushed aside in favor of everyone else when it comes to the dome's usage, says Masha Sidorova, co-chair of the university's Council of Athletics and Recreation.
It's a hot facility. Everybody wants a piece of it. It was built for the students. Unfortunately, we might have to give it away, and we really, really don't want to.
Because students won't be paying for the dome, where will the money come from needed to run it? Well, it's going to come from those who are willing to pay for the space. Adam Pomper, also a co-chair of the Athletics Council, is fully aware of how the university will benefit from giving space to other athletics organizations.
People knocking on the door, you know, they want to give millions of dollars to rent our facility. CFL, you know, we can rent it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year if we wanted to. And the faculty can make millions of dollars, but that's not what we want to do.
But even though a $10 increase might seem like a little bit to get a big arena, there are some students who oppose the way it's being handled by the university.
Waleed Kogali of UTM.
And it's unfortunate that a minority doesn't like what's happening, what's going on. And you know what? The student experience sucks at U of T just because the university is not willing to put more funding.
The no vote decision has until May 1st to be revised. If the university agrees to go ahead with raising fees, students will be able to butt heads with each other over a game of lacrosse. If not, they'll be butting heads with the administrators to get back what was theirs to begin with. This is Jason Hahalia, Centennial College Radio News.
In football, and I mean that in the European sense, Manchester United beat AC Milan 3-2 in injury time in last night's semi-final game. United's chances looked grim, missing 8 players, and their solution? Wayne Rooney. Rooney scored the tying goal and then the winning goal in injury time. AC Milan will host the second game against United on May 2nd. And here's Paul with your Dancing with the Stars update.
Leave it to British-American ingenuity to take a rather bleak time of year and transform it into a season full of quaint but cheerful holiday traditions. And leave it to British ingenuity to impart a rare sparkle to these festivities. Schweppes. For example, when feasting until immobilized on an oversized bird, Schweppes Cola, bursting with Schweppervescence, makes a lively dinner companion. Your ritual of cramming as many people as possible into a department store elevator, meanwhile, inspires a thirst only Schweppes ginger ale with real Jamaican ginger can quench. And while transfixed to the telly watching a group of massive, helmeted chaps smash into one another, what could be more civilized than Schweppes tonic water with essence of lime and Seville oranges? And while many of your holiday traditions seem quite curious to us, we certainly toast their spirit. And suggest you do the same with the purchase of Schweppes, the great British bubbly.
Doesn't that just sound delicious? Heather Mills is the latest star to be voted off Dancing with the Stars. Last night, Mills and partner Jonathan Roberts were voted off after receiving the lowest combination of judge and audience phone-in votes. Mills said she was not surprised to be going and had a prepared speech on hand, or more accurately, tucked inside her gown. Mills is the estranged wife of Beatle Paul McCartney. Keeping our attention on music, the trial of Phil Spector for murder begins today in Los Angeles. Spector is accused of shooting actress Lana Clarkson 4 years ago inside his Los Angeles home. The trial will be televised live, making it the largest celebrity trial since the O.J. Simpson case 12 years ago. Spector is best known for creating the wall of sound recording technique. Staying with recording, camcorders, cameras, and cost, oh my! Sony recently showcased its newest gadgets for 2007. Charlene Callahan has this report.
Sony launched its 2007 digital imaging show at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Toronto last week. They presented the newest upgrades in Sony digital still cameras, camcorders, and accessories. They marketed the latest precision and quality in photographs and videos guaranteed by their high-definition products. Patrick Chan, retail support specialist, says the show informs retail companies about the products.
We're introducing the dealers and the salespeople here to the new technology just introduced in our cameras and camcorders, and giving them a little demo on how the technology works. It helps enable them to communicate the information to their customers so they can potentially make those sales.
There are many new features to the various products. By having this show, retail employees get a chance to test out the products to show their customers. Sony marketing employee Andrew Wegwissing says it's important to inform companies about changing technology.
In the electronics industry, it's changing very rapidly, so just conveying our goals as they change to our dealers' employees of what we're trying to achieve every quarter.
Many of Sony's products are priced high, but Chan says customers are buying value and quality products.
They help them introduce our new features inside the cameras and show them the value of each of our new models.
Sony will be showcasing in Montreal and other major cities in Canada in the coming week. I'm Charlene Callahan with Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Charlene. Keeping those dials cranked high, and I do mean high, living music legend Willie Nelson will not be going to jail after pleading guilty to marijuana possession. Nelson and his manager were caught with marijuana and magic mushrooms after a police search of their tour bus on September 18th. Both men were ordered to pay fines of just over $1,000 and will be on probation for 6 months. And that's the latest and greatest from the world of entertainment this morning. Now back to Matt for a recap of this morning's top news stories.
Glad I wasn't on that bus, Paul. Thanks very much. I'll look again at today's top headlines. A suspicious fire tears through a Scarborough house this morning. A memorial service for 8 fallen Canadian soldiers will be held in New Brunswick today. And Russians gather in Moscow Wednesday to bury former President Boris Yeltsin. From all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic summer.